WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Good Sunday morning, Chattanooga. You've tuned in to Vital Health Radio, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, better known around here as Captain Wellness, on a decades-long mission to defend your health, cut through the confusion, and point you toward a life of strength and vitality. For over 40 years at Nutrition World, I've helped people rise above the pitfalls of modern living, and each week on this show, we explore the strategies, science, and simple daily habits that keep you energized, resilient, and ready for whatever life throws your way. And as every hero needs a trusted co-pilot, joining me is my good friend and the guru of the common man, Clint Powell. Clint, how is the world treating you this morning?
Doing good. I always take exception, though. I like being a co-pilot, but at first you start making that analogy and it sounds like I'm going to be Robin, the most worthless sidekick of all time, to Batman, and I'm not Robin.
He was not worthless.
He was completely worthless. That was, I want to make sure I talk to the public, completely.
Well,
the only one worse than him are the Wonder Twins from the 70s cartoons. Go look that. Google Wonder, that, young folks.
Wonder Twins?
Oh, they were terrible.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I'm sad that I do remember that. So back to you, that I am the co-pilot. I'm not a sidekick, though.
Look, a co-pilot, I fly planes.
They, yeah, I'll be a
so
co-pilot.
Important.
Yeah, I take over when, yeah, pull up, push down, all that stuff. I'm all in. But
you have to, co-pilots help me to know what runway to land on, okay?
Yeah, I'll help you. I'll help you land the plane, man.
I did that once. I was coming in and I said, are we in the right runway? And he said, yes. And I kept coming in. I saw it was the wrong runway. Mm. We both were wrong. So the co-pilot didn't help at all.
Yeah.
I love this site called Ask the Dentist.
Okay.
If you are on Instagram, please look on it. It's so interesting. It's about a holistic dentist. And he talks some really harsh statements about what we're doing wrong in regard to our entire health, not just our teeth, because we do know absolutely that the gum health, the teeth health, is not just here. It goes up and it goes down. Cognitive ability to heart disease, every part of our body is interacting with the bacteria in our mouth. In fact, I wrote an entire ebook on oral health, and we printed it at Nutrition World. And it has some of the things I learned from him and some from other people and myself. But here's the 10 things that this dentist said I never let my kids do as a dentist and a dad who's seen it all. A couple of these I don't really understand. Number one, I don't really understand this. Tell me if you know why this would be, Clint. Okay. Never brush after vomiting.
Never brush after vomiting?
No, I don't get that. There's a good solid reason. He's got it number one. I don't know. So if somebody out there probably does, I can learn from that. Number two, do not go on trampolines. I see that one. I see orthopedic surgeons who talk about just don't let your kids go on that. Don't let jump in bounce houses with a lot of older kids. Makes sense. I guess he sees teeth knocked out a lot, probably, as a dentist. Don't chew on ice or pins. I guess
I chew on ice.
Do you?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do.
Skip a mouth guard for sports. Interesting stuff here.
I wear a mouth guard all the time when I spar.
Never drink soda.
Nah, that one I get. Yeah.
Don't eat gummy vitamins. Most of gummy vitamins are full of sugar, so that makes sense. Don't drink from a sippy cup. And do not eat goldfish or Annie's bunny crackers. So ask the dentist. Interesting guy.
Yeah, I don't know what any of that to be honest with you.
Well, it intrigues me though, either. And he's got some interesting theories that I do like. And we're going to have on the show today, Dr. Smith. We're going to be talking about a topic that Stacy at Nutrition World, who's like the true guru of the pet kingdom and nutrition and foods and supplements. She educated me of the fact of the vitamin D is as crucial to animals as it is to us humans. And I don't know, there was a study that she gave me many, many pages here of this entire study regarding what vitamin D when it's low in animals. I was blown away.
And so you're going to have the vet on?
We're talking the whole time about this because we sell a test kit that you purchase, then you take it to your vet. They will test it. But animals do not get it from the sun. They only get it from their organ meats that they're eating. This is why kibble is so disastrous because it doesn't, they have D added to it, but it's usually synthetic D. It's certainly not like nature intended it to be.
Okay.
All right. Well, you're listening to Vital Health Radio, where wellness meets wisdom. So stay tuned. We got a great show coming up, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, here again with my co-host Clint Powell and Dr. Deering. And you know, together we've all been honored to bring you insights on health and well-being every week for the past 7 years, and today is no exception. So let's dive back in. Hello and welcome again to your every other week segment on all that you know and then you want to share. You are the clinical pharmacist at Nutrition World.
Well, thank you for having me.
3 decades of experience, is that about right?
That's right. Over 30 years. It means I'm old.
Well, it means you are wiser.
Yes.
And hopefully smarter, and I do believe that.
And I've learned more in the last year than probably the other 30 combined, as far as what really matters.
I like that. I like that statement. Well, we're going to talk today about omega-3 fatty acids. You know, omega-3 fatty acids are fish oils. Sometimes I'll say that to a person or a client, and they'll say, what is that? And I'll say, it's fish oil. They know it a lot more by that word than sometimes omega-3. But omega-3 is extremely vital. It's probably the top of my list as far as if you're only going to choose two or three supplements, it would have to be in that group of two or three or four.
Absolutely.
And you're going to explain today some of the intricacies of omega-3s without getting caught up in the weeds with too much biochemistry.
Oh, no,
we're not.
I'm getting in the weeds.
I know you're in the weeds. Yeah. I got to pull you out of the weeds sometimes.
Yeah, please do.
Because, you know, we want people to not be too much over their head because you and I enjoy the biochemistry. Most people don't. But you have to have enough omega-3 in order to be optimally healthy. You know, there's a difference between lifespan and health span. And we want health span, which is doesn't really have a lot to do with how many years, but it has to do with the quality of your years of living. And lifespan, we want that also. But many people who live to be 80 actually started really dying about 55 because their health declined to such a low level. And on polypharmacy, never felt well, not enough stamina to really participate in life. I mean, if you look at the amount of people on disability in this country, it is staggering. And all of these people seem to not be as optimally, they're not optimally healthier, they wouldn't be on disability. Sometimes accidents happen and things, but generally it's poor health that is declining. And omega-3s have to be part of the plan of action to create this. So let's start a little bit about, you talk about what is omega-3, what is it made of?
Okay, well, let me start with saying that kind of bridging the gap between the two worlds, I used to give a lecture every 2 weeks at Erlanger's Cardiac Rehab. Mm-hmm. So I would go over all these people who are going to be starting on their pharmaceuticals for the first time, their statins and all these things. As a part of that, the medical world actually promoted to some degree omega-3s because of the great value of it. But being honest, when I would talk to these people, it wasn't on my radar screen very much, so I just kind of went over it real quickly and didn't give it its due diligence. And then after working here for a year, one of the first things I did was back in January is I wrote an article on this, which people can get on our website. They can go look at blogs that we've written, which are some excellent
things. I forgot that you had written that.
Yeah, and so, but I focused on the cardiovascular benefits because that's kind of one of my areas. Of course, working there, you figure out all the numerous things that the omega-3s do, and I've learned so much about that since I've been there. And let's go over the omega-3s, the cardiovascular benefits.
Yeah, first off, what are the benefits? Or actually, we could go either way. What happens when you don't have enough, or what happens when you have optimal levels?
Well, first of all, we know that omega-3 index levels are going to predict better than a cholesterol profile, a standard cholesterol profile, at your risk for future cardiovascular events. So the higher your omega index is, that means you have less inflammation going on. Less inflammation usually is going to correlate with less cardiovascular events. And the reverse is true. So 0 to 4 on omega index, you are at high risk, and that's a better predictor of a future event than, like I said, the cardiovascular profile, the standard lipid profile is going to risk it. And then your 4 to 8 is your intermediate risk. And then, of course, anything 8 or greater, you're at lower risk for an event. So that's why omegas can be, your levels can be so important as far as a predictive value. But
and you don't really feel like you're, like if you're low in iron, you're anemic, you feel tired. You don't really feel that you're low in omega-3s in most cases. I will tell you a story. Years before you came, probably about 6 years ago, I tested about 24 of our 35 staff members. And only 3 people had the higher levels over 8. Everybody was between 4 and 8. And these are people who eat healthier than 90% of the population.
Right.
And they supplement. So they weren't doing enough.
Right.
And so if we don't try to get higher levels, it's not going to happen.
Not
going to
happen.
I see people who are very unhealthy that have high vitamin D sometimes. It's just a mystery. I never see anybody who has high omega-3s who are not focusing on it. And I will say the blood testing, I talked to Marlene at the Be Well Labs, and they do this incredible breakdown of omega-3s for $95 through a company called Boston Heart Panel. And you can go to the beginwithlabs.com and look up their location 1 block down from Nutrition World.
Gotcha.
All right.
Sounds good. Well, the cardiovascular benefits, they lower triglycerides, they improve cholesterol profiles overall. So we know that's somewhat of a benefit. We know that. They have been shown to reduce the risk of major coronary events and ischemic heart disease. And everything I'm saying here, I'm going to go over a lot of different things. Just it's sort of a the caveat to this is that I'm going to leave out the in some studies in certain patient populations in this situation, just so that I can go straight to the big highlights, knowing though that when you hear this, that there sometimes may be some caveats to it. But improving endothelial function, reducing platelet aggregation and blood clot formation. So that's going to support antithrombotic events. So that's, you know, protecting you from a thrombotic event, a heart attack, that kind of thing. Promote vasodilation. It can modestly lower blood pressure, enhance plaque stability, and reduce plaque inflammation. and this one is one that I've heard you have do shows on before. Decrease the risk of arrhythmias and sudden cardiac death. But the whole arrhythmia thing, wasn't there data that was put out years ago with poorly formulated omega-3 synthetic, that kind of thing, which showed an increased risk in arrhythmias?
There was. It wasn't that long ago. It was about 3 years ago it came out, and it was a poorly done study when it was melted down to the little nuances of it all. There might be a subgroup. There might be a small subgroup who would not want to do really heavy-duty doses, but that was an unusual subgroup.
Gotcha. All right, so that's the cardiovascular benefits. Then let's move on to brain, mood, and neurological benefits. Mm-hmm. Supports brain development in the fetus and infants, which is why I went. You want to get extra DHA while you're pregnant. And then I've got all my grandkids. I was so moved last night when I went to have dinner at my daughter's house, and she laid out for every grandkid, well, the three that are older, not the new one of them's only a little over a year old, but she laid out their omegas, their vitamin D gummy, their probiotic, their, anyway, it was beautiful to see her lining all those things up. So I feel like they're going to be much healthier because of all this. But anyway, helps maintain cognitive function. It may slow decline in very mild Alzheimer's disease. Contribute to normal brain function across the lifespan, including memory and learning. Support behavioral regulation and attention. May reduce risk of severity of depression. So that was kind of a new one to me, that getting good levels of EPA in the system can actually reduce depression. I had a consult yesterday with a guy. And that's kind of why I've focused in on this today, omega-3s. Not only, first of all, it's our core four. So these are the things that people come into our store and we say there are four things that you should definitely be doing. And, of course, omega-3s is maybe on the – I don't know if it's on the top of the list, but it's got to be close to the top because there is not a consult that I do that omega-3s aren't one of the first things I'm recommending because it's literally good for everything, kind of like the cure maker cumin. But anyway, it's good for every condition. So, but I've gotten to where I'm starting to say, I want to focus in on, do they need a little more EPA or a little more DHA? And that was going to be the focus of today's talk. Mm-hmm. But you're going to let me know towards the end whether I've got even got time to do that. And we may be able to do it in another show if we don't have time.
Yeah, we actually have 10 minutes right now.
Oh, good.
But I do want to say, when I have clients that say, oh, I take omega-3s, I don't normally ask about which brand because I'm not in there to actually sell anything. I'm in there to educate and empower people. And I am so picky about brands of omega-3. Vitamin D is kind of vitamin D. Vitamin C is kind of all vitamin C. I mean, if you get it anywhere, you'll probably receive benefit. But omega-3 comes from fish. Fish swim in waters. Polluted waters mean mercury, heavy metals, a lot of pesticides sometimes. So we carry only brands that have been fully tested to not have any or have the minimal levels of any of these products. In fact, a couple of our brands, you can even go back and find the fishermen who caught that fish. That's how transparent we demand our omega-3s to be.
And I tell it to everybody. They come in, they'll say they got something at a local big box store or they bought it off the internet on Amazon or something. And I'll say, do you realize that you're wanting to use omega-3s because these fish oils are anti-inflammatory? However, if they go bad, they become rancid, mm-hmm. it becomes like a seed oil, which is going to be pro-inflammatory. You're doing the exact, you're paying money to do the exact opposite thing that you're trying to do here, which is get the inflammation out of the body. So it does make a difference where you buy it, which is why I tell everybody stop doing that. Come to Nutrition World because everything we got is quality. But anyway, may reduce, thus, I just mentioned depression and improve mood in some populations. It can help reduce migraine frequency. So that's kind of interesting. It modulates serotonin release, so that always plays a role with migraines. Eye and vision benefits, supports normal visual development in infants and children. It's associated with lower risk of age-related macular degeneration and certain causes of vision loss. So there's the eye. Then there's inflammation. This is one of the big reasons that we promote it to people. It will reduce the production of pro-inflammatory cytokines.
And that when you have chronic inflammation, that's indicted in some cardiovascular increases, because inflammatory arteries or the endothelial lining, when it becomes inflamed, it actually gets much higher level of plaque because of that inflammation. So we want to lower that. And I mean, I know you'll mention it, but the number one thing also for me is when I see triglycerides, anything over 90 to me is too high. And two pills of certain brands will lower that significantly in most cases.
Yeah. I think it was the first thing I mentioned. What is it? Lowers triglycerides.
Yeah. Okay.
So, improves symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis, reduces inflammatory mediators that may actually help with lessen asthma symptoms, may modulate autoimmunity risk. So if you're giving it to people when they're younger and you can modulate the immune system, you may actually prevent some type 1 diabetes, which is an autoimmune problem. And then related to that, metabolic and endocrine benefits. So it may improve insulin sensitivity and glycemic control in some. So there's your type 2 diabetes. Support weight management. All right. Pregnancy, infancy, and life course benefits. So central for fetal brain, retinal, and immune development. All right. Actually, kind of already mentioned that, but may reduce the risk of preterm birth at certain intake ranges. So getting enough of this beforehand may decrease preterm birth. Support healthy aging by contributing to cardiovascular and cognitive resilience. And then has benefits for skin and dermatologic. It can contribute to healthy skin membranes. It can help with skin hydration, reduce acne, may protect against UV-induced skin damage, and help reduce acne. I just mentioned that. Vascular and microcirculatory effects, improve microvascular blood flow through endothelial support and reduce blood viscosity. So,
what a laundry list.
Wow.
I mean, there's not another nutrient. Magnesium has 300 functions. It's probably the only nutrient that has more things that it addresses. But omega-3... it's almost, you can tell you can't be optimally healthy unless you take enough omega-3. Or I had a lady I tested once who didn't take one single supplement, and she had one of the highest levels. And I said, "What are you doing?" And she was from New Zealand, and she ate one can of sardines each and every day. She never missed it. So it can be done from food. I don't trust the fish. Most of it's not wild caught any longer, so that's going to lower your levels of that. But so we got to get to some part of this. What is EPA and DHA, and what makes them different?
Well, all right, you know the names of them. Can you say them?
I'm not going to say them because
that's because it's very hard to say the words on these. It's easier just to say EPA and DHA.
Yeah.
So what I did is I came up with a table here and break it down. So when somebody comes to me and they have one or more of these things, then we actually have some products on the shelf which will have extra EPA in it, some with extra DHA in it. But at the end of the day, going through this, I find that a lot of this basically says, as long as you're getting a good amount of both, because they both complement each other. So getting a good amount of both is a good idea. But sometimes I'll say, hey, the DHA extra is the way to go for you because of your certain profile. The guy yesterday having a little bit of depression, I leaned him towards making sure you're getting a good amount of EPA, all right? And so it depends on, but even in the brain, it's so different. So you can break it down by EPA seems to be better for global cognition. So, all right.
That's an interesting word.
So, yeah, and I like to break it down by, you can say that global cognition is kind of if your brain's a computer, the overall functioning of that computer, how well is it functioning overall? That is your global cognition. Then you can break it down by brain structure and memory. And memory is a part of the cognition, you know, the global cognition. So those call. But DHA is going to be better for structure of the brain. So that's why it's so critical for, you know, for fetuses, for babies, and the mothers. And then good for memory is DHA. But overall global function, EPA seems to be a little bit better. I won't go into the studies on these because I know you don't want that, but a lot of these have studies to support them on here.
So I'm like you. I do the brands that have good amounts of both. But if people, and if a customer or client has some dementia, they have some worries of that or other things, because the brain is about 50% of these EPA DHAs in an ideal state. I want to throw a question out real quick, or I make a comment. A lot of people, not many this past few years, but in from 1980 to 2012 probably, I'm doing flaxseed oil. Flaxseed oil does not have the converted version of EPA. The body has to take the flaxseed oils and convert it into the usable molecule. Some people can't do that. I do not rely on flax any longer, even though I raised my daughter on that, because when you're 2 and 3 years old, we didn't have an actual omega-3 that was decent on a spoon. And so I gave her flax oil. I'm sure her young body did convert it. But I just want to make sure flax is good on many things, but not to raise high levels. And if you look on the blood tests like I talk about at Be Well Labs, you can see what has worked and doesn't work.
Gotcha. And when you look at heart health, it's kind of similar to the brain. They're both valuable, but have different sort of functions. The EPA seems to be good for overall cardiovascular event reduction, mm-hmm. whereas your DHA tends to have more effect on blood pressure, heart rate, and some different vascular parameters. But the DHA seems to be more specific on doing certain things, whereas mm-hmm. globally, the EPA seems to decrease cardiovascular events.
I take one extra DHA with my two pills of EPA DHA.
Wow.
That's just my plan of action. I want to make sure I get enough DHA.
All right. So I'll try to hurry up through the rest of these. Triglyceride lowering, a slight edge to DHA in some trials, but both effective. All right. Blood pressure, DHA, we just mentioned. LDL, HDL, now I'll go with it. Overall inflammation, DHA may more strongly modulate some inflammatory markers, but EPA is equally or more relevant for resolving mediators.
I like that. And you can get a blood test called high sensitivity C-reactive protein in order to see your levels.
So overall, DHA, inflammatory, but we do have a whole thing called SPMs, and we don't have time to go into that, but specialized pro-resolving mediators go directly to an inflammatory site that your body's refusing to clean it up and fix it. And evidently, EPA is actually a little bit better for that.
Someday we're going to talk about SPMs because I really love those. Another type, that is a type of fatty acid that goes directly to the inflammatory response. And when I said there's a test, CRP is a test for inflammation, I actually didn't say the word inflammation.
All gotcha. Right. If you had post-traumatic brain injury, DHA is theoretically better. Nerve pain, insufficient EPA versus DHA differentiation, so both of them good. And arrhythmias, pregnancy, got those already, so let's wrap that up.
You are a wealth of information, almost like fireworks on July 4th.
I guess the big picture thing is that there are some subtle differences, but both are important.
Bingo.
You want a combination of both, definitely, but there might be some times where getting a little extra of one or the other mm-hmm. might come into play.
Wonderful. So valuable information. It's a world of confusion. That's why we're here, is to help easily straighten out some of these decisions that will impact your critical life as the years go on. So stay with us. Vital Health Radio will be right back with more ways to live strong and to live well.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline, it's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio and podcast. This is the show that believes knowledge is power and that by embracing proven health strategies, we can all live longer, healthier, and more vibrant lives. I'm Ed Jones and with my co-host Clint Powell, and we're glad you are back with us. If you've listened to Vital Health Radio for any time over a period of a year or more, you know one of our really super regulars is Dr. Colleen Smith from Chai Holistic Veterinarian. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Hi, Ed. It's great to be here. Thank you.
You fly in on a wing and a prayer. I'm flying in on the same, and we're whipping this thing out. But I always love, and people so enjoy your take on pet health. One reason is because, again, we're caught in a division of kind of two separate thinking units in this country. One is more traditional, which has a wonderful amount of benefits on 75% of all probably health issues, maybe a little less. But then they don't embrace what you have, which is a toolbox of many of the other options that can help pets live longer, healthier, and certainly have less side effects than a lot of pharmaceuticals. So you've been doing this how long?
Over 20 years now.
20 yes. years. Well, and you are located where?
We're Chattanooga Holistic Animal Institute, and we are on Main Street, Main Street, 918 East Main Street.
Yep. That beautiful building. You've spent a lot of work and effort on that. If I had a pet, you'd be the only person I would go to. So don't think that there's only one kind of theory on health. There are more than one, and you travel the world to learn that. But today I want to talk about something I was very unaware Stacy at Nutrition World, of course, her whole life is studying this, these pets and nutrition and food and interactions. And you two think along the same lines. But I did not realize about vitamin D. You know, I've talked for, especially right at COVID, I think that if there's any one topic I've spoke more on, it's the fact the relationship between low vitamin D and poor health in humans, especially during the COVID epidemic, which was criminal that they did not discuss the fact that the lower your levels, the more acute that disease seemed to take people out. That's why darker skinned people generally had about 2.2 times higher death rate, because they don't convert the D as well. Now, I just assumed D didn't matter to dogs, but it's huge. I just looked at all this research from this company, VDI, and the amount of relationship between low D and diseases blows me freaking away. And it doesn't, they don't get it from the sun, right?
Correct. Yeah, they don't get it from UV light at all. They have to get it from their nutrition. Very minimally, if at all. So it's pretty much negligible. They just can't get it from the sun at all.
And so in the old, in the ancient world where wolves ate raw meat, fresh, obviously that has D in it when they're consuming wild animals.
It's very high in the liver and muscle and fat, because it's a fat-soluble vitamin. It's actually a hormone, but yeah, you find it's found in organ meat. Yes.
Wow. And that's why some of the companies are really starting to embrace more of the raw food and organ meats, as you do believe in, right?
Yeah, correct. And the big thing too is there's just a minimal requirement. And so food companies can put whatever. And so it's going to be a synthetic that they're going to put in there. And usually since they're high heat processing, that vitamin D is destroyed. Ooh. So that's why, another reason why I love doing homemade diets, the commercial raws, the more natural diets, because the D is more natural. And especially if they're using organ meat, the D is more natural. Yeah.
Well, that list of diseases from kidney dysfunction to, of course, cancer. And, well, you go through the list. What are you seeing really in your experience as if you know the animal's low, what would you be more concerned about?
Well, I'll definitely test them, because since it's fat soluble and stored in the liver, if you just give it willy nilly, it's, you can get toxic. So it's really, really important to know the level so you know how much to give. I started testing it probably about 6 or 7 years ago for my cancer patients, because I found that probably 90 to 99% of my cancer patients were in the toilet.
You're kidding.
They were all low. And there's a breast cancer study they did on women, on nurses, many years ago, and they found out it's a reverse association between worse breast cancers, lower vitamin D. So I was like, okay, we need to do something here. And I have found that when I do test it and I supplement it, they do better. They do much better overall health. But yeah, it goes down with kidney disease. It goes down with IBD. So, and if it's not enough in the food, it's low. And I find cats and dogs, no matter what's going on, if I supplement it, they just feel better, because it helps so much. It's what drives your calcium into bone with phosphorus. You know, calcium channels are what cause heart contractions. So you need that D to help those calcium channels work. So it has so many, you know, effects in the body. It's just amazing.
And it is a hormone, but we still call it a nutrient, which is perfectly fine. But it kind of indicates the really bigger picture, how important something like that could be, because hormones, I mean, as bad as being low on vitamin C is or something, it's not like being your hormones being completely out of whack. That really knocks your health sideways. And you know, we don't have ways to talk in English to our pets, so we don't always know, you know, are they more depressed than they would be otherwise, because D also works with some of the neurotransmitters. And I'm glad that there's a test kit. So you, Nutrition World has these kits. And what we do is you can get the kit from us if you're at the store, and then they will come to you and you do the draw. And then you do the interpretation, and then you give the recommendations back to them. So I think it's a perfect package here for helping your pet. And how early would you recommend somebody testing their vitamin D in pets?
I'm starting to test it younger and younger. I do find it low in most of my older patients, even if they aren't positive for cancer. So I'm starting to test it, depending on pet size. Your big giant dogs, probably 6 or 7. Some of my little dogs, probably in the early double digits, 10, 11, 12. And I find most of them are low.
Yes. And now, you do have clients similar, like Nutrition World has. We're not the general public that comes in. These are people who take better care of themselves than the average person. So how about your clients that do truly feed raw food? Do you see that that is generally a higher number?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, they're coming to me for that. They're very interested in doing it or already starting it. And they're like, I don't think I'm doing this right. So we kind of get them on the right path. We have a lot of different diets we can get them depending on if they have some issues that we have to correct first. But yeah, and we want to make sure that everything is balanced. That's uber important to make sure their diet is balanced. But yeah, we have a lot of people are trying and we just kind of set them straight. And a lot of people are interested and they just don't know where to start. So we do have quite a few. Yeah.
I would guess, and I have no knowledge of this, that pets may be similar to what my experience for 46 years in nutrition, but only about 20 years in this heavy duty vitamin D kind of conversation, is that pets may absorb them differently, even if they look the same. If they're two German shepherds, one might be low, even though they may eat the same foods. One example is me. You know, when we first got vitamin D testing, we actually only sold one vitamin D. It was a 400 unit in a capsule, and we hardly sold any because we might get too much and we are better be careful. So we never actually recommended it. And then when the vitamin D testing came out and some of the initial research on how important it was, as the guinea pig that I have been my whole life, I thought, well, I'll get one. I'm sure I'm doing fine because I eat better than at least 90% of the people. And I take a good array of nutrients. And mine came out in the toilet, as you had spoke earlier about some pets. Well, okay, mine was about 13 nanograms per milliliter. I believe it to be, 50 to 60 is what I like to see humans. Don't want it over 100. But 13 to 15 is horrendous. I mean, even the government says 32 nanograms. And so what did I do? Well, I took, at that time we started selling more varieties. So I took 2,000 units. Well, it bumped up one number. I mean, it was pathetic. I went from 14 to 15. I went to 5,000. Well, okay, 15 to 25. I'm still half of what I wanted to be. I ended up having to be at 14,000 units per day, never missing a dose, taking it with food with fat in order to even get above 32 nanograms. I have so many people, not many, but I have a number of people, they can take 2,000 units and be perfectly fine. They can be 50 or 60 nanograms. And some of these are unhealthy people. It's no rhyme or reason. And I guess that would apply to some dogs.
For sure. Yeah. Sometimes even when they're low and we supplement, it just doesn't come up. And so I'll add things like sardines and even the most natural form. And it will come up with sardines because they're high in D. So sometimes if they won't take the D because some are picky, a little picky, and they won't take the oil in the food, I'll okay, let's try some sardines. And that actually helps.
Interesting.
There is a dose, for sardines actually too, because they are, high in fat. And I don't want to give an animal diarrhea with too much fat. So, but we still check them after that. Yeah. Once they start sardines too.
So is going back to the ancestry of wolves, does wolves do poorly with a whole lot of fat? Or I would guess the wild animals they're killing is really not too fatty, is it?
It's not too fatty, but they're the true ketogenic animal, though. Fat and protein are their primary energy sources. So, and they're getting their D from the liver when they eat the liver from the other animal. But yeah, they're not really eating a big giant fat cow out there. Yeah, so it's lean, but they do still use the fat as an energy source. So it's not on with a side of potatoes or, wrapped in Wonder Bread. So none of those carbs.
And we'll go back and revisit what we probably have spoke about at least half the time, which is the word kibble. Kibble is what?
It's highly processed, ultra processed dry food, high carbohydrate, low quality fats, low quality proteins. It's your generic junk food as far as I'm concerned.
Yes. And you might get better. You certainly probably get better quality with the ones that are very expensive. But you just said earlier, wolves and those type animals live on a ketogenic diet. What does that mean? That means they don't need carbohydrates. They actually produce it on their own to make energy from the protein and fats. And as we know, even in humans, The ketogenic diet does very well with some types of seizures and also seems to reduce cancer in many, many people because we're metabolically dysfunctional in this country based on the fact we eat too many carbs. Now, we're not a ketogenic being, and I do 60 to 70 carbs Monday through Friday. I do about 150 on Saturday and Sunday. Those are still low carbs. 150 is, the average. We could easily eat 200 at a Mexican meal. Easy. Yeah. The chips and the rice and things like that. So I'm very connected with that. And I love, following the macros is what I so fully believe in now. Well, what are macros? It's the ratio of protein, fats, and carbs. And if your ancestries were not really eating carbs, they're going to be unhealthy for us. And kibble came out, I'm guessing, due to convenience for the humans, because we just now buy a bag and scoop, and the dogs like it.
Yeah, kibble, around the war when they needed the metals for planes, and meat was kind of rationed. Uh-huh. So kibble, the ultra-processed kibble was formed then, I think around World War II. Yeah. So it's high heat process, and it's just, horse meat, those kind of things. So, and it's easily bagged and easy to store and easy to serve. So,
now, you're saying that because the need for metal to build planes?
Yeah, there was canned food, mm-hmm. and so they had used the cans for planes. They rationed meat as well. So the kibble was formed because you need a lot of carbohydrates to form that dark,
goo.
Yeah, the dark goo to make into a kibble.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow. I love these little neat stories from back in history like that.
Yeah.
That actually set a whole many generations in a certain path that it was needed in that moment, but it didn't need to stay, I guess I would say that.
Yeah. Once it became popular, that was it. The brown burnt balls were the dinner for the choice for dinner, I guess.
Yeah. Well, obviously, do you check your vitamin D level? I'm really curious.
I do. I'm riding on the low end, and it's about 40.
Okay.
And I do take a lot of D. I put it right on top of my eggs. I know it has to be taken with fat. Mm-hmm. The big thing, too, I really started it because of the cancer patients, because D is the only hormone in the body that turns on a type of white blood cell, and that white blood cell is called a macrophage. And the macrophage will recognize cancer as sick, and it will destroy it. Most of your immune system won't destroy those cancer cells because that's still considered self.
Yeah.
That enzyme will not turn it on at all if your D is low. So you're helping. It's so simple to supplement D. It's so simple.
And not that expensive either.
Not at all. And I don't know why oncologists in the human field or veterinary field don't look at D. It makes me sad.
Well, they're loyal to their training, and their training did not teach them. And they're good people, but the system is broke, simply broke. Really quickly, I'll tell you a story of mine. This gentleman who shopped with me for many, many years, he came in. He was about 64 probably at the time. I was far younger than now. I was probably early 50, and I'm 68, so it's been a minute. And he was on a walker, and I said, "What's going on?" He said, "Well, I was walking, and my hip broke. And when they looked into it, they found that I had multiple myeloma, which is a type of cancer, bone cancer. But he was very, very Christian man, very at peace. I was always enjoyed talking to him. He wasn't super worried, but he said, "Ed, if you were me, what would you do?" And I knew he was a man of little means. He didn't have a lot of money. So I said, "Well, I can't treat cancer, but I can certainly empower your immune system and help you. And I want you to, I would recommend taking these medicinal mushrooms called Stamen 7, seven different powerful mushrooms." I said, "I really think you should do six a day, not two on the bottle, because that's the therapeutic dose, not the maintenance dose." And I said, "But I am so convinced that D is important." And I said, "We keep behind the counter a small bottle of 14 pills that has 50,000 units. And because I'd like to see you get that D up very quickly, I'd like you to do one pill every other day for 28 days. And I left it at that. So a whole year went by, and I'd never cross paths with him. He would come in, but Greg would wait on him or somebody else. Well, after almost a year, I saw him. I said, "How you doing, brother?" He said, "You won't believe it. They're going to do a hip replacement." They said they are amazed that I have no worsening of cancer. It actually seems to be better. And they're so convinced that I'm stable, they're going to do a hip replacement. I said, "Wonderful." I said, "Let me ask you something. What are you still taking?" He said, "Hey, I'm still taking those mushrooms." I said, "What'd you do with the D?" I said, "What did you go down to on the D?" He said, "What do you mean go down to?" I said, what day are you taking? He said, 50,000 units. I said, brother, you've been taking 50,000 units every other day for a year? No one in the whole world has done this. Not that dose that I know about. And he said, yes, yes, sir. I thought that's what you said. I said, no, I said 28 days. And ethically, I had to tell him the truth. I said, we can't do this anymore. Your levels are so high that it's insane. And he died 3 months later.
Wow.
He was completely under control when he cut the D out, which I told him to cut it completely out because his levels were so high. He didn't need any. You know, it was the ethical thing to do because he was a guinea pig. But it showed me how powerful that vitamin D can be. Completely stabilized him for a year.
I believe it. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, I see a lot of other conditions just completely. Mm-hmm. When I'm treating the cancer and they have little chronic bowel issues, the bowel issues clear up as well.
I love
because
that.
Because of the D.
I love that. So our deal is, again, if you're at Nutrition World, you can get the test kit. Go to Chai, see Dr. Smith or whoever else she has there, and they will do the blood draw. And from that, the recommendation will be made at Chai, and you'll be on your way. Now, last question, because we'll run out of time. How often would they need a recheck? And if you're like me, you'd need one recheck because you got to check if the dose is right. But if you get the dose stable, how often would you want to recheck?
If it's stable and we don't need to supplement, we're good. And I check it maybe depending what's going on once every 6 months.
Okay.
If we have to put them on a dose, then we'll check it in 3 months.
Uh-huh.
And then if that dose is good, we'll leave it. And then we'll probably check it every 6 months.
Oh, perfect.
From there.
All right. Well, you're always so amazing. Again, what is your website?
It's ChattanoogaHolisticVet.com.
ChattanoogaHolisticVet.com. Thank you so much. And you'll be back here every 60 days. And you are now listening again to Vital Health Radio, where wellness meets wisdom. So stay tuned and we'll be right back for more life-saving information.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, joined by my good friend, co-host Clint Powell. Let's keep the conversation going as we explore ways to protect and strengthen your health. You know, we had a great conversation with Laura from Optimize You the week before, and I said something about ancient wisdom and how I think I'm an odd person. I know that. I'm very unique. People use the word unique a lot. I think that's a compliment to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're unique.
I was waiting for your comment
I'm sorry. Yeah. I agree with odd or unique, whichever one you want to claim. But, you know, to be honest with you, depending on what room we're in, we're all a little odd and unique.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone of us. Just own it. And you've got a good one. So
I connect a lot of what I've observed in nature as far as kind of rhythms. And I think I used that in our conversation with Laura. But this article came out. It said one underappreciated way in which the entire pharmaceutical industry is completely at odds with nature is the concept of the word steady state. When you dose a drug, you want to find the dose and frequency of administration that leads to a steady plasma level that neither rises nor falls because the drug is replaced at the rate it is leaving the body. This helps maintain it within a therapeutic window that is effective without being overly toxic. And I'd never thought about this, but that is exactly what you try to accomplish with drugs. Mm. Blood pressure drugs, most of the drugs you would do that with. The problem is that nearly everything in nature is rhythmic and cyclical, not steady. Well, duh, you watch anything in nature, it never stays at the same pace because it's not supposed to. You don't need to put the pedal to the metal to cause harm. Just step on the gas pedal a little sometimes. But with drugs, you don't have the choice. You are having to give in to the steady state rather than the natural rhythms that our body may find to be far healthier. There's not an answer to that. But again, it goes back to using the green pharmacy, which is so different because we're not trying to maintain a steady state. The body is still the orchestra director. When you get, let's say you give your body berberine for blood sugar, it's taking compounds out of that and putting them together to help the body do what it's supposed to do. A drug, the receptor sites don't have a choice. It is automated because the drug, it's like you're in an Uber. You're not driving the car. The guy who has the Uber is driving the car. That's what the drugs are working like. And there's a time and place for that. I just, again, go back to that craziness of myself saying I know that there are different components to the language of health and healing. And again, I love Dr. Atiyah, but he worships the pharmaceutical industry. He doesn't seem to see anything wrong with them. The New England Journal of Medicine, some years ago, the editor of it came out with a published study that said the third leading cause of death in this country is properly prescribed and properly taken pharmaceutical drugs. Mm. If that's the case, risk against benefit is not clear. It isn't, because there's too many hidden things behind the curtain of, oh, there's a headline, this drug does this. But look how long it takes for us to figure things out. And luckily, sometimes we are and sometimes we're not. So interesting little closing of my.
Well, yeah, and we've talked about this in the past. How long of a drug commercial is telling you about the side effects? You know, it's by the way, risk and reward. You will fix this, and these are 16 other things it may cause. But don't worry, they make a pill to fix one of those other 16. So
right, and in most cases, polypharmacy requires one to two additional drugs to help manage the side effect of the other first drug.
Right.
And
you're still not, a lot of times, sometimes it's necessary, but then a lot of times you're still not fixing the problem.
No.
You're fixing the symptom.
You are. And it gives sometimes people an excuse to continue to be the unhealthy habits because all of a sudden a piece of paper says this number went down, and it can. It's certainly cluster.
But I haven't worried about my sleep, my water, my food, or my diet, or my mental health.
So combining all of the good common sense wisdom is the key to it, not just picking one path, including my path. All right. Well, that wraps it up for this week's edition.
Happy New Year, Ed.
Of Vital Health Radio. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I'm very optimistic for 2026.
Great.
I'm going to keep, every morning I'm going to wake up and have gratitude for that year I've been given. Pretty surprised I'm making it that far. Remember, you can catch past shows anytime on your favorite podcast platform and visit us online at Vital Health Radio. So on behalf of Clint Powell, myself, and the incredible team of 37 staff members at Nutrition World, we sincerely thank you for spending your part of your day with us. Until next time, take care, stay healthy, and we'll see you right back here next week on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.